Just my parents. It's just the very impressive people who gather here. Speaking on behalf of my wife and I, and I hope she's going to be able to make it. So that's it. My wife is sitting in a seat right here, in the form of this little recorder. Thinking about the first thing to say at an occasion such as this is of course expressing our karsa type, but to say a wonderful medrash and tell, and I once heard from Rabbi Yosef Stern. Rabbi Yosef Stern, shlita, should live and be well, said the medrash in Tehillim said that it once happened that a shade as a Rabbi Yosef calls it a shady character, as he refers to Shaven, and came to the Rav of a city, and he said, I've got a very big problem. I live in the lake just outside the city, and there's another shady character who wants to take it away from me, and it's something I can't bear to part with this lake. I need your help. So, of course, this Rav was taken aback. And he said, sure, you know, this is a little scary having a shady character come and speak to me. And so, I'll help you, he said. And Shade told him that you'll see tomorrow that with the arrival of the aggressor here, there will be a ripple in the water. As soon as you see that, you're going to need to have chains and pots on hand to make a tremendous noise, and you're going to need to shout to Didon Netzach. That's going to be your role, meaning hours one, Didon Netzach. And I said, all right, you know, well, we can do that. So it was the next day, the townspeople had been gathered, and everyone had chains and pots to bang together. And as soon as they saw a ripple in the water, they saw a tremendous splash of water come along with that. They started shouting, Didon Netzach! Didon Netzach! Ours won! Ours already won! And with that, the splashing continued. And they kept banging the pots and the chains together and making a tremendous noise, shouting. And then there was silence. That evening, the shady character came to visit the Rav. He said, I want to thank you for what you did for me. And with that, Rabbi Yosef Stern said that cheerleading came from the Jews. So he said that it's the encouragement of those all around who really carry the day. And this is something, this experience that we've had, this roller coaster that we've been on, is something that we could have only done with the encouragement of everyone. And it wasn't just our family. It wasn't just where we live, the west side. It wasn't just the east side. It was the entire city of Denver. It was the United States. It was Eretz Yisrael. It was Canada. It was, I think, Australia. And, you know, it's all around the world. It's been quite the roller coaster. And my wife and I just want to express our karsa tov to everyone who is sitting here. And to everyone who has accompanied us thus far on our journey and continues to accompany us on our way through this here in tefillos, in meals, in phone calls, and in just being with us in that mind and spirit. It was on Chof Beis Mar Cheshbon, that the Rabbeinu Shlalem sent two daughters to us. And it was a wonderful day. It was something that I could say up until that point that said, hey, I wasn't like all those other guys who got married and gained weight, and I was doing pretty well. But then after that, it was a little bit downhill. But Baruch Hashem, it was quite a simcha. And it was a wonderful simcha. And it's a simcha that we still appreciate very much, that the Rebbeinu Shlalem sent that to us. And we had two beautiful daughters born to us. And immediately there were already signs that Rivka Chaya was not doing well, and that just snowballed and got worse. And it felt like, you know, I heard the mashal of what the Rebbeinu Shlalem does with us as people in this world, that we're like a piece of clay on a potter's wheel, and first we're slammed on the wheel, and then the wheel starts spinning. It's like, oh great, you know, the wheel's spinning now, and then the water gets poured on, and then fingers start getting jabbed in, and you know, at the end of the day, a beautiful vessel, a beautiful clay comes out. But in the meantime, it's not so fun, and getting squeezed has never felt good. But I guess we as the Jewish people should be used to it by now, but we're not. We never enjoy it. We get used to the good life, and we appreciate the good life, but we don't realize how much we enjoy it and appreciate it until it's either gone or almost gone. We have appreciated that the Rebbeinu Shlalem gave us two daughters, and that's something that we never want to let go of. That even though the Rebbeinu Shlalem did take one back, it just didn't feel real. How much of my life does feel real? I'm not sure. I wanted to share some of David HaMelech's words that seemed to fit very appropriately for this occasion. David HaMelech, through Nebuah, wrote the Sefer Tehillim. This coming week, Motzei Shabbos, will begin Chanukah. On Chanukah, they rededicated the Mizbeach. And in Eretz Yisrael, they say the Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis every day of Chanukah. It's the Minhag Agrah. So that's why I thought it would be appropriate to just bring out how these words fit right in to what my wife and I felt, and the roller coaster we were on and are still on. That you never know which way it's going to turn, and just to be open to life sending you these things, and that life is an adventure. So Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LaDavid, that this is a song that David HaMelech wrote to be sung at the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, even though he wasn't going to be there. So it's a song for new beginnings. And this is a new beginning for my wife and I, that we never thought that we were such ordinary people. Thought we were a little different because of the circumstances that the Rebbeinu Shlalem put us together in. But this is a new beginning, and we didn't know what was coming our way in this new beginning. Harmim Hashem kidili sani, I will exalt you, Hashem, because you drew me up. V'lei simachtoi v'ali, and you didn't allow my enemies to rejoice over me. So, just like Az Yashir was the song that welled up from the Jewish people at the time they crossed the sea. So this is the song that's appropriate for new beginnings, that seemed to just come up, just to really speak to us, because of the words that Aramimcha Hashem Kiti Lisani, Her Menashem raised us up. And it felt like we were almost crushed so many times by doubt, by confusion, by fear, by depression, by saying, "But what do you want? What do you want already?" Right? Also saying, "You kept saying, Benishtam, you're not really going to do this, are you?" But he can do what he wants because it's his world. Benishtam didn't allow our enemies to rejoice over us. These felt like enemies. These felt like they were knocking at our door. We really appreciated that. We felt like we were being carried through to keep getting up and asking the Rebbeinu Shleilem, please have rachmanis. And to keep asking, this is it. We really felt exhausted, and we'd asked all we could, but we kept asking. Hashem Elokai Shivati Elecha Vatir Peini. Hashem Elokai, that the Rebbeinu Shleilem, you are my God. You are my personal Rebbeinu Shleilem. I have a personal relationship with you. This is something that I've found that has come about from my own experiences, my own squeezes, challenges, suffering, whatever you would like to call it, that through experiences such as this, I come to develop a personal relationship with Rebbeinu Shleilem. Or there is the option you can plug into. There is the potential for that. Of course, it's not automatic. But that's an option. But the Rebbeinu Shleilem healing us does not mean that he gives us what we want. Something that's very hard. That Vatir Pa'eni, the Rebbeinu Shleilem healing us, and I didn't get what I wanted. At the end of the day. But when I think of an operation, operations hurt. The doctor's cut. And they take things out, they put things in. But whatever it was to be for, it had a specific purpose. There was refuah in it. We're just not able to see that big picture. But that's the refuah of Atir Pa'eni. Hashem Yalisa Min Sha'al Nafshich Yisani Miyar Divar. Hashem, you raised me up from the grave. At least it means Shal Nafshi. So it could be the literal grave, but it's also this depth of a feeling completely cast out, completely ignored. What did you just do to me? Other people have come to me and told me what I guess I could think. People have said, look, on top of your broken neck here. Like, what's God doing to you? I tell him, that's not really the way I'm looking at it here. The way I'm looking at it is that I appreciate that. Shem Nalisa Min Shaol Nafshi. You picked me up from all these doors that have been open for me to just walk through and make an exit. But Hashem Nalisa Min Shaol Nafshi. Chi Yisani Mir Divar. You gave me life from the depths there. Revolva says that, what does it mean that the Yetzirah wants to kill a person? It says that when a person gets to the point of yush, of despair, of giving up to the extent that they no longer have any aspirations, there are no longer any she'ifas that the person has, that's death. That's death. Zamel Hashem Chasidah v'hoidu lo zecher kachoy, that Hashem, the Chasidim, those are the devout ones, the Chasidim should sing to Hashem, v'hoidu lo zecher kachoy, give thanks to Hashem's great name, or the remembrance of Hashem. It's specifically the Chasidim who sing to Hashem, because one way of explaining what Chasidim are, those people understand that there is significance and there is depth in everything that goes on in the world. And that's something that my wife and I have come to understand. And that Rivka Chaya did come here to do something. She came here in a specific mission. The way my wife put it was the best, that she came here for a short time, and We're just privileged to be part of her journey. But that's this Zamer Hashem Chasidov. It's the Chasidim who sing to Hashem about this. It's our something that we're aspiring to, that we should all aspire to, is getting to the point that we can we understand that we can't understand. And that's it. It's at the end of Chayisara, three of the sons of Yishmael are Mishma, Duma, and Maso. Mishma, that's the way it's darshaned, is Mishma. Is that sometimes in life you have to be able to hear. Duma, you have to be able to be silent. And Maso, you have to be able to bear it. And this was one of those experiences that we had to understand, that we have to hear this, we have to be silent, we have to bear it, that, and we understand that we can't understand. Kirega ba'apoy chayim birzenoi, that just for a short time, for a moment, is Hashem's anger, but chayim birzenoi, what the Rebbeinu Shlom desires is life. Berev yali bechi v'labay kerino, that in the evening there is crying, but in the morning there is joy. Ki rega ba'apoy, one way of understanding what this rega is, that sometimes when someone's in a bad mood with you, it means that they don't like you. When someone is yelling at you and has some sort of indication that they don't like you. But when the Rebbeinu Shlom squeezes us, we have to know that it's not indicative of the way Hashem feels towards us. But Chaim Ritzonai, the Rebbeinu Shlom, way Hashem feels towards us, is that He loves us, He cares about us. And this is, it's hard to understand, and it's just getting back to understanding that we can't understand. And this Berev Yali Bechi, in the evening we are crying, in the Hester Panim we cry, Berev Labai Kerina, in the morning there will be joy, at the time of the Gula there will be joy. Yeah, I spoke to Talmud Chacham recently, and he said that, you know, you didn't get to know her now, but you will get to know her. That's something we're looking forward to. I said in my serenity that I would never falter. The purpose, this comes to show us that the purpose of all Yisurim is to shock us from our complacency. We don't appreciate that there is a point to life. And as much as we appreciate that there is a point, we can always appreciate it more. That we have a mission, there is a point to life. But once the Rebbeinu Shleilam rocks us from our complacency and from our regular schedule and from what we are doing and the way we are usually functioning, and we turn around and we recognize Hashem Yerzenecha Emadeta Lahariyaz, it's only because the Rebbeinu Shleilam desired that our mountains ever stood. The Rebbeinu Shleilam hid his face, and we were in a panic. We don't appreciate what it is to have our lymph system working. That the veins in which the lymph flows are microscopic. Or what is it to have a strong red blood cell count? It's like, and how does that work? What does it mean for our spleen to take bites out of our red blood cell? It's a strange thing. But don't appreciate how much doesn't go wrong every single day. And it's a wonderful thing. You know, however much I came to appreciate it by understanding that you know, spinal cords are actually important, I've come to appreciate it just a little bit more, how the body works. I turned around and I understood after all of this that the point of life is to understand that I have a job to do here. Elech Hashem akra, I call out to Hashem, El Hashem is Hanan, I plead to Hashem. Abetza b'dami, b'ridi ti al shachas. What gain is there? What profit is there if I go down to the depths? If I get cast off, if I actually physically die, or I spiritually and emotionally die? Ayudcha afar, yagin amitecha. I turn around, I recognize that the point of life is to give thanks to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, to praise the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Rav Hodner says, Chanukah, we're called Yehudim. Why are we called Yehudim? Because the whole essence of a Jew is they give thanks to the Rebbeinu Shleilam 24/7. Shema Hashem b'chaneni, Hashem ayayazili. We ask Hashem, please help me. Please help me fulfill this job, this task that you've given me. And then I'm able to turn around and I'm able to say after all of this new perspective, Hafachtem es b'di l'mochali. You've changed around, you've flipped around my eulogy into a dance. And I was thinking that, you know, it's hard to say this on the one hand, because where is the Yeshua? Where is the salvation? That's not what I was looking for. That's not what I was looking for, and that's not what I imagined until a certain point. It was Rivka Chaya passed away on a Tuesday afternoon, and it wasn't until the Thursday before that the doctor came to us that Thursday night and said, I'm not sure if she's going to survive the night. It's not real. It's not happening. It's not something that I ever thought would be in my reality here. But again, the Rebbeinu Shlom can do anything because it's his world. The Rebbeinu Shlom turned the eulogy into a dance. We know from Purim, the Rebbeinu Shlom changing something around doesn't mean that it was bad and that it was good, but to recognize all along that the whole thing was good. And it's getting back to understanding that we can't understand. The Rebbeinu Shlom girded me with simcha. I remember hearing from my Rebbe many times when I was going through my rough time after I had broken my neck. Rabbi Orlik had said to me, Yeshua, the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't lose your file. And it feels very, very strongly. My wife and I both have this feeling through all of this, that the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't lose our file. And like my father said, that you see the Yad Hashem very clearly, both when life comes into this world and when life leaves this world. And it's a strange feelings of hashkacha all the way through this. It is because of this new perspective that we have on that there is a tachlis to everything in life. We all have tafkid, we all have a mission to fulfill, that we're able to say, Hashem Elokeinu Elohim Adecha, that I'm going to praise you forever, hopefully with these new appreciations, I will be able to continue to praise the Rebbeinu Shleilam, not fall into the same complacency that I was. Hopefully everyone who was touched by the short life of Rivka Chaya will also be able to take something and not let it go. A new appreciation of Asher Yatzar, or whatever it may be. But that is our tefillah. And I was shown a medrash recently by Bochanan Joseph that says that the Yeshua will only come to the Jewish people when we recognize that we are in such a low place that there's nothing that we can humanly do that can take us out of our terrible situation. So is tefillah that we dive into the Rebbeinu Shleilam and recognize that there's nothing we can humanly do. And as was pointed out to me, as talking to Rabbi Amzel a little bit last night, and I was reminded of something that he said that says in davening, Ishe Yisrael u'sfilosom mehira be'ava sekabel baratzen, that they made the fire offerings of the Jewish people and the tefillos of the Jewish people be accepted speedily. The Gra says that the Ishe Yisrael are the tinaikos shaloi chatu. And the tzaddikim, and the neshamas of the tzaddikim, that these are the children who have not sinned, who have died in their youth, and for the tzaddikim who have died, we say to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, please accept the Ishe Yisrael. So may the Rebbeinu Shleilam speedily accept the Ishe Yisrael, and the tefillahs of the Jewish people to bring about the Yeshua. Amen.